وعلى آل محمد. يا ربي صل على نبيك دائما، صل على نبيك دنيا وبعث ثابه الدنيا وبعث. يا ربي صل على نبيك دائما، صل على نبيك دنيا وبعث ثابه الدنيا وبعث ثاني.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Praise is due to Allah. By the grace of God Almighty, we are able to participate in yet another Jalsa Salana today, i.e. the annual convention. Some people are taking part in the Jalsa for the first time, and many who have the means and the necessary documents to travel have been attending the Jalsa for numerous years. There are also some from the United Kingdom who are attending the Jalsa for the first time, as they have only come here and settled down since a short while. Then there will also be some children who will be benefiting from the atmosphere of the Jalsa for the first time since they have matured. Thus, everyone should try to benefit from the spiritual atmosphere of the Jalsa over the 3 days. They should listen to the proceedings of the Jalsa quietly and attentively, and only then will the participation in the Jalsa be beneficial. And only then will they be fulfilling the objective of holding the Jalsa as set out by the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam. As everyone is aware, the arrangements of the Jalsa, especially during the days of the Jalsa, are entirely or at least up to 90% made by members of the community on a voluntary basis. That is why some of the arrangements are prone to shortcomings or weaknesses. However, all of us participants must rectify and remove those weaknesses and shortcomings. And so, while the workers are analyzing and seeking to improve their work, the guest participants should ignore those weaknesses and shortcomings. And so, wherever the workers require help, they should come forward to help them. We can only be united if we bear the burden of each other and help each other whenever required. And thus, this fundamental matter should be remembered by both the guests as well as the hosts. Usually, I remind the workers and the hosts of their responsibilities and obligations in my sermon a week before the Jalsa, and say a few words to the guests about the obligations during the sermon at the first day of the Jalsa. The beauty of our Jalsas, or rather the system of our Jamaat, or I should say that we can only live alongside each other with mutual harmony if everyone fulfills his or her obligations in the most befitting manner and understands their importance. In any case, today I will say a few words to both and draw their attention towards those matters. I did not say anything to the workers in my last sermon. However, I reminded them as to how their attitudes should be and how they ought to work during my address at the inspection of the duties last Sunday. By the grace of God Almighty, one can say that the majority of these workers have been performing the duties since a long time. And thus, as far as understanding the nature of the work or performing it in the best manner is concerned, the workers here have been trained to quite an extent. And while benefiting from their experience, the accomplished workers and officers provide training to the newly joined workers, children, and youth every year. But nonetheless, reminders need to be given about certain matters that require more attention. Thus, as I said, I will now draw the attention of both the guests as well as the host towards a few matters. The first matter for the attention of the workers is that they have presented themselves to serve those people who have come to participate in the Jalsa initiated by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam upon the command of God Almighty. They must remember that they have not come to attend any worldly fair. Rather, they have gathered here to raise their standards of spirituality, knowledge, and morality. And I hope that every participant of the Jalsa, the annual convention, entertains this thought. And this is how it ought to be. Otherwise, their participation at the Jalsa would be in vain. In any case, the workers should always remember that no matter what attitude the guests may have, those who are serving must care for their feelings and sentiments while exhibiting the highest morals. Even if a guest or a participant were to adopt a wrong attitude, it is still the duty of the worker to keep his passions under control and to not to reply with the same attitude or in the same manner. Once the workers have presented themselves for serving the guests for the sake of God Almighty, then, if it comes to it, they will have to tolerate the wrong attitudes of some of the guests for the sake of God Almighty. It is only then that they can become the recipients of the pleasure and happiness of God Almighty. What was the most excellent model of the Prophet, peace be upon him, whom we follow in relation to guests? Those guests were not such who just came occasionally or once a year on Jalsa. Rather, those people who used to live in the same town used to meet him daily. And if ever he used to invite them to a meal due to their straitened circumstances or used to invite them otherwise, and they started to talk for a long and started to intrude in his rest or his work, he never stopped them. And he never used to say to them that do not come earlier than the agreed time for I am busy. Or he would never say to them that depart immediately after having partaken from the food, for I cannot tend to some of my other duties due to your staying behind. However, when God Almighty saw the ways of the people and saw his forbearance, patience, and morals, he said to the believers that فَيَسْتَحْيِ مِنْكُمْ, that is, being considerate of your sentiments, he shies away from stopping you, but Allah is not shy of saying it. Thus, do not cause inconvenience to the Prophet by remaining at his home for a long period unnecessarily. Thus, on the one hand, God Almighty has mentioned the most excellent model of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, regarding hospitality, and mentioned his highest morals. And on the other hand, he especially commanded the guests to not go beyond the bounds of their rights while being guests. Therefore, it is important to remain within the limits and bounds, and guests should not wrongfully take advantage of their being guests. Then there was a great standard of hospitality with regards to non-Muslims. This standard was so lofty and so high that one is taken aback and astonished. We observe an example of this when a non-Muslim came as a guest. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, entertained him. And when he got up and departed in the morning, he left his bed dirty. However, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, cleaned it himself. And when his companions, may Allah be pleased with them all, asked him to let them serve him and said, "We are here at your service. Why do you trouble yourself?" However, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, replied that he was my guest. Hence, I will clean his mess. Thus, this is that most excellent model which nobody can ever match. Our own members, as well as others, attend our Jalsa, i.e. our annual convention, and all of these participants have good morals. They either come to gain knowledge of the faith, or they come to gain information about Islam and Ahmadiyyat. As for human weaknesses, everyone has them. And so, even if someone were to make a small error and a mistake, we cannot brand them as immoral or that they have ill intentions. Rather, these are all part of human weaknesses. Therefore, even if such minor issues arise, we should tolerate it. And regardless of whether an Ahmadi is a guest or a host, they should demonstrate high morals. However, those who have offered themselves for the service of the guests of the annual convention, i.e. the Jalsa Salana, they should demonstrate even higher morals. If the workers and those on duty act with patience and kindness, then the other person will naturally feel embarrassed by their conduct. Thus, those who are on duty should demonstrate the highest morals in every department and wherever they are offering duties. Moreover, they should consider this to be a great challenge for them in these days. And as a result of this, they should demonstrate the highest morals. Turning our attention towards this, God Almighty states in the Holy Quran that قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, that is, speak to men kindly and gently. And this is the fundamental aspect which is essential in order to eliminate feuds and in order to demonstrate high morals. This principle is not merely to be adopted on special occasions, rather it should be adopted permanently. Furthermore, once a person becomes accustomed to this, then it eliminates the possibility of ever holding any grievances or committing injustices. Thus, the hosts and guests should be mindful of this commandment of God Almighty on this occasion as well as for the rest of their lives. And they should act in accordance to this, particularly during these days. Everyone has to play a role in creating a pleasant atmosphere here so that we can fulfill the purpose for which we have gathered here, which is to improve our moral and spiritual state. Furthermore, these very morals will be the means of informing the non-Ahmadi guests in attendance of the high morals taught by Islam. This is a silent manner of tabligh, i.e. preaching the true message of Islam, which will be carried out by the guests as well as the workers. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, states that nothing weighs heavier on the scale than good morals. And he also stated that one who possesses good morals acquires the status of one who is regular in offering prayers and observing the fast. In other words, one is enabled to act virtuously. Moreover, when one is enabled to act virtuously, particularly for the sake of God Almighty, then one also becomes inclined towards worship. They are enabled to express their gratitude towards God Almighty because they are demonstrating good morals in accordance with the commandment of God Almighty. Moreover, this very gratitude turns their attention towards worship. In other words, one virtuous deed enables one to perform many other virtuous deeds of the highest standard. One virtuous deed continues to produce many more virtuous deeds. Therefore, those on duties should make it incumbent upon themselves that whatever the conduct of the other person may be, they should always have a smile on their faces. Because this outwardly state also has an impact on their hearts. And as a result, they will not develop any kind of harshness in their hearts. And when they will not develop any kind of unnecessary harshness in their hearts, then they will also not make any wrong decisions, which are at times made because of being in a state of rage or anger. Mentioning the excellent status of this moral quality of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, a companion states that he did not witness anyone smile and laugh more than the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Furthermore, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, also instructed his followers to show kindness, as the person who has been deprived of kindness has also been deprived of doing good. Now, if those rendering the duties and the workers and those attending the Jalsa understand this point, they will be able to derive and acquire the blessings and benefits of this atmosphere due to its countless blessings. By the grace of God Almighty, the workers serve every guest wholeheartedly. However, if despite this, a person develops this feeling in his heart that such and such person is being afforded with better treatment than him, then they, i.e. the workers, should seek to help resolve such feelings and concerns. However, along with this, I would also like to say to the attendees of the Jalsa Salana, i.e. the annual convention, and I have mentioned this previously as well, that by the grace of God Almighty, these vast arrangements are all being made by volunteers. And they have not been employed by us. Some of them work in very high positions and offices outside of the community. However, they are rendering their services for the guests of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, with an ardent devotion. Similarly, there are the youths who are studying in secondary schools and universities, and among them there are boys as well as girls, and there are also young children, and all of them serve with a certain passion. Therefore, even if you observe any minor shortcomings and flaws, then ignore them and keep this purpose in mind, that we have merely gathered here in order to listen to the teachings of God Almighty, His Messenger, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and of His religion. Furthermore, if we keep this purpose in mind, then there will be no reason to be making such complaints. Also, there is a formal and established system for the arrangements of the Jalsa Salana. There are various departments which have been formed in order to create smoothness in the overall operation. And so, if a guest notices shortcomings in a certain department, or if he or she believes that in their view they are not being looked after as they ought to be, or they are not being served according to their due rights, then they should write to the person in charge of the department instead of quarrelling with the workers. And even if the shortcoming is not removed or improved this year, however, the Jamaat will be mindful of it for the coming year. And this, in fact, is the beauty of the system of our Jamaat, that whatever flaws and shortcomings are highlighted, efforts are then made to improve them for the future. An important department that deals with hospitality is preparing and cooking the food. The langar, i.e. the area which prepares and serves the food, makes preparations of certain kinds of food during the days of Jalsa. For the time being, wherever Jalsas are being held around the world, or at least wherever the majority comprises of members from Pakistani and Indian origins, the food that is prepared comprises of alu gosht, i.e. lamb and potato curry, dal, i.e. lentils, and roti, i.e. traditional bread. However, Other types of food are also prepared specifically for people of other origins, and by this I mean those who are not Pakistani or Indian. However, other types of food are also prepared specifically for people of other origins, and by this I mean those who are not Pakistani or Indian. Nevertheless, those preparing the food should also be mindful of the fact that even though we will feed them according to what we wish to cook, however, the food should be cooked properly and well, in particular the meat. I have come to know that the meat was undercooked yesterday. There were fewer guests yesterday, and as such, many complaints might not have been received. However, if this is the same case today, then the administration should sincerely pay attention towards this. If the quality of the meat was not good, then the administration should immediately look into this and buy meat of a good quality. However, I am hopeful that the guests will not complain in regards to this, inshallah, God willing. However, even if they make this complaint, then it will be a justified complaint. Nevertheless, they should not do so filled with anger. Rather, they should make this complaint affectionately in order to inform the administration of this shortcoming, in order to remove it. In this manner, food will also not be wasted, because we are also commanded to protect our provisions. Furthermore, those attending the Jalsa Salana, i.e. the annual convention, should also be mindful of the fact that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said that one of the good morals taught by Islam is that a believer refrains from idle and unnecessary speech. And so in this Jalsa, which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has declared to be solely for the sake of God, therefore we should refrain from every kind of idle speech and time wasting. Everyone should listen to the proceedings attentively, and even if those delivering the speech are not of your preferred choice, however, the topics of the speeches are chosen so that they can be of benefit to everyone. Furthermore, there is always one aspect or another during the speech which leaves an impact on someone's heart, and so you should listen to it attentively so that it can have an impact upon you. Also, do not leave the Jalsagah, i.e. the main arena of the Jalsa Salana, unless there is an urgent need to do so. The attendance in all other programs should be as much as it is right now, so that the children and the youth are able to realize the importance of Jalsa Salana, i.e. the annual convention, and that they are able to connect with faith and strive in this way. In this day and age of increasing materialism, it is indeed a very significant and crucial task for the parents to make their children and youngsters understand the importance of faith and also to form a connection with it. And so, every mother and every father should endeavor towards this. May God Almighty grant everyone the ability to do so. In terms of upbringing children and connecting them with faith, the most important aspect in relation to this is worship. And in order to fulfill this task, the 5 daily prayers have been made obligatory upon us. Due to the program of the Jalsa, and also the fact that many have travelled from abroad, the prayers have been combined. And so the prayers should be offered on time, and you should be mindful of the prayers and also bring your children if you are in Hadiqatul Mahdi. If you are not in Hadiqatul Mahdi and have returned home during Salat times for Fajr, Maghrib and Isha prayer, then one should go to the nearest Salat center or mosque to offer those prayers. And if someone's house is far away from their mosque or Salat center, then there should be arrangements to offer prayer in congregation at home. Similarly, the workers who are available during Salat times should offer their prayers in congregation here in the Jalsa Gah, i.e. the main arena of the Jalsa Salana. And those workers who are on duty should offer their prayers immediately after their duty is over. And the management, or the person in charge, should be mindful of the prayer times when assigning these duties. It should not be the case that prayer time is missed by someone because of their duty. Also, the shifts should be managed in a way that those doing the duties get the opportunity to offer some prayers on time. If our focus is not on offering prayers, then all our efforts and duties are worthless. I would also like to say a few more things in regards to the management and the administration, and that is that those people who drive here should cooperate with the administration, and they should park their cars where and how they are instructed to do so. From time to time, there are difficulties in this regard, and some people show stubbornness. They even argue with the workers, and this ruins the arrangement, and sometimes this leads to risky situations and can cause distress and also danger. Similarly, I had directed the attention of volunteers towards this last Sunday, but those guests and attendees of Jalsa who offer their prayers in the Fazl Mosque should also keep in mind to park their cars in areas that do not block the driveways of our neighbors and to not cause them any kind of difficulty. Last Sunday, I mentioned to the volunteers about our neighbors who complain that some of us park the cars in front of their homes, and they park them in such a way that it blocks their driveways. And so they are neither able to take their car out, and nor are they able to park it inside. In fact, some of them who know the community, as they meet us every year, or they receive presents on Eid from us, or we meet them during the days of the Jalsa, have gone to the extent to say that although we speak so highly about Khilafat, and we claim that we are guided by Khilafat, therefore, there are two things, that either your Khalifa does not advise you about fulfilling the rights of your neighbors, or then you do not obey him. Therefore, such a comment to be made by someone outside of the community is a source of shame for everyone. In any case, this caused me a great deal of embarrassment, and what they said is indeed correct. That is, that if we block our neighbor's driveways, then it has to be either of the two scenarios mentioned. Therefore, everyone should pay particular attention towards this, and they should be mindful of this. And if needed, then inconvenience yourself, but do not block the driveway of our neighbors and thus cause them discomfort. There is no other religion that teaches the fulfilling of rights of neighbors as much as Islam. But despite that, if we do not follow this teaching, then it is indeed a great source of shame for us. And such people are committing sin. Particularly, I would like to address those who travel from outside of London and who come from Europe, like from Germany, etc., that those who drive here in their cars, they should be particularly mindful of this. Some of them do not pay attention to this, and I have been informed that when the youngsters on duty direct their attention towards this, they speak to them in a very inappropriate manner. So, firstly, they commit a crime of wrongful parking, and are usurping one of the rights of our neighbors. And secondly, because of their behavior, they are reducing the respect and reverence which the youngsters have for elders. When this happens, the youngsters will also respond in a similar fashion, resulting into a quarrel. Therefore, why even allow for such a situation to arise? Hence, it is futile for people with such attitudes to incur the expenses of traveling for Jalsa. It would be better if they do not come here at all, because they are not only adversely affecting themselves by not fulfilling the commandments of God Almighty, but they are also damaging the upbringing of children, as I have just mentioned. Therefore, particular attention should be paid towards this in future. In terms of management and the administration, there is a Department of Hygiene and Cleanliness, and particular attention needs to be directed to this as well. I have always reminded about this, that we should always remember that hygiene and cleanliness is part of one's faith. The guests should also be mindful of the fact that they should clean up and dry the bathrooms and washrooms after using them. Some complaints are received that there is so much water that the person going in afterwards is unable to use the washrooms. Indeed, it is also the duty of the volunteers, but it should not just be left to the volunteers to handle all by themselves. Rather, you should help them in this regard. Similarly, if there are any cups, cans, paper bags, or any rubbish on the road and the walkways, then it should be picked up and put in the bins. Then there is also another very important aspect that needs to be addressed here, and that is that due to the lack of rain these days, the grass has become very dry, resulting into a fire hazard. And even though it has been cut and efforts have been made to secure it, however, despite these efforts, there is a chance of an accident. Therefore, all preventative measures should be observed in this regard. And those on duty and the guests should all be particularly mindful about this. They should not throw any inflammable items or anything with a spark on the ground. Since this is the reality and it should be mentioned to ensure we avoid any harmful situations, therefore, if anyone is a habitual smoker, they should smoke outside the premises of Hadiqatul Mahdi in any case, but do not consider this as a permission from me to smoke, or that I do not consider smoking as a bad thing. It is a bad habit, and one should endeavor to quit smoking and to abstain from it. And I have delivered sermons on this topic. The Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, has not declared it to be forbidden or haram, but he did not approve of it as well. In fact, he has expressed his dislike regarding it at certain times and has instructed to refrain from it. And nowadays, some youngsters add certain drugs in cigarettes while socializing with the wrong crowds in the society. Such things are indeed wrong and are forbidden and considered sinful. Then from a security point of view, you must keep an eye on your surroundings. Whether you are in the Jalsagar, i.e. the main arena, or outside, anyone can cause mischief, so one must remain vigilant of this. If you see anything suspicious or anyone acting suspiciously, then you must immediately inform the nearest people on duty. Women must also take great care in this regard, that no woman enters covering her face or enters the Jalsagar with her veil. Furthermore, the scanning at the gates must be carried out properly. Check their faces, and whilst entering the Jalsagar, they should have their faces uncovered. And if it takes longer during scanning due to the extra measures taken, and the guests have to wait a while, then they should bear this. That is because, of course, the precaution and security are far more important. At times, women complain regarding the mothers who come with children that when the children are making less noise in the children's marquee, and when the mothers give them something to play with or something to eat, and they are playing quietly, the mothers then think that once they have kept them quiet, they themselves can now make noise and begin talking amongst themselves. At times, it is also the case that whilst the speeches are being delivered during the Jalsa proceedings, they begin to talk to one another and disturb others. And those mothers who wish to listen carefully are unable to do so. So therefore, the lajna and those on duty there must bear this in mind. The noise made by children in the children's marquee can be tolerated, but the noise of the mothers will not be tolerated. Similarly, there is also the complaint from the ladies that during the speeches in the main marquee, some women continue to chat amongst themselves and address those trying to keep them quiet in an incorrect manner by answering them inappropriately. And this is also not acceptable at all. May God Almighty enable you to reap maximum benefit from the Jalsa Salana, i.e. the annual convention, and may He enable you to follow the instructions which I have just given, and which also have been outlined in the program booklets given to you. However, one thing you must keep in mind, which is above and beyond all these instructions, which is incumbent upon us all, and extremely important, and that is to pray for the success of the Jalsa. Pray especially that out of God Almighty's grace alone, this Jalsa remains blessed in every respect, and that He protect us from every kind of evil, and that we all partake of the blessings for which we have gathered here today. I would also like to inform you that, as always, this year the Review of Religions have organized the Turin Shroud exhibition in their marquee, and also there is the Al Qalam project running adjacent to it. Similarly, the Archive Department also have an exhibition which should be visited, and this is a source of increasing one's knowledge. And this time, the Tabligh Department have set up a Quran exhibition, which I hope will be very informative for everyone, and that too should also be visited. Likewise, two websites will be launched today, True Islam and Rational Religion. The Tabligh Department have also held an online speech competition on the topic of the life and character of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in which people are taking part. So this too is a new feature for this Jalsa, which they have introduced today. And so, these are extra programs and exhibitions which are running on top of the programs in the Jalsagar in these days. So you should try to take benefit from them. May God Almighty make all the participants of the Jalsa the recipients of the prayers of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam.
Alhamdulillah
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر